preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Yes?
Country folks can survive.
Us country folks can survive, and one of them, Donald Trump, is surviving mightily today. Today being March 25th, 2024, James Kelso here with the Trump Phenomenon radio show, coming to you Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. The news is all good this Monday. So we'll, as we signed off on Friday, I said, who knows what good news the next 72 hours will bring? Well, those 72 hours brought us a bunch of good news. We'll share a little bit of it with you. And you can comment on it at 512-248-8252, should you so desire. 512-248-8252. Let's see, where can we go with the good news? Here's one, not directly related to Donald Trump. It's just me talking. I'm glad that the Ukrainian secret police headquarters was demolished today by a Soviet missile. Telling my age there. And this, of course, is something that the establishment refuses to acknowledge. The Soviets are gone. And the Soviet Union is gone. That is that government, that Bolshevik government. Russia is the country that overthrew the Soviet Bolsheviks. And that's one of the reasons that the Western elite is at war with Russia. It's in retaliation for Russia having destroyed their darlings, the Bolsheviks. Anyway, the Russians clobbered the very nasty Ukrainian secret police building in Kiev. Just took it out completely. And so I'm sure a lot of the nasty members of that Ukrainian secret police, the one that rounds up people on the street, that murders people, that killed the Western journalist Lara. They murdered him in jail. A bunch of them ate it in their headquarters in Kiev. Now, you ask, well, something changed. Something changed. And that is that after the latest nastiness from the Ukrainian secret police, Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin, has apparently changed the rules. He's fed up with these people. And so hitting the secret police headquarters today was something he had not heretofore done. He had given assurances to the government of Ukraine that the Russians would leave them off limits for missile strikes, bombing, etc., that their buildings would be sacrosanct. And apparently with this bombing of the Ukrainian secret police, Donald Trump has announced no more Mr. Nice Guy. I hope it's true. And so apparently, the way I read it here just today, the Ukrainian corrupt oligarchical nasty elite is now peeing in their boots because they're targets. So that's good. That's one piece of good news, not related to Donald Trump, but just that's just me. And my happiness that World War III has moved from the front burner to the back burner because of such things as this. The Ukrainians are, not the Ukrainian people. I'll tell you what, the Ukrainian people are losing big, but they're losing because their dictatorship, headed by Volodymyr Zelensky, is murderous, and it is sacrificing hundreds of thousands of them in a insane war being waged by the cronies of Victoria Nuland. Nuland may have resigned from the State Department as number two in the State Department. She's still there. Her presence is still there. Her tentacles are still there in the Biden government. So I guess Victoria Nuland's glad she wasn't in the Ukrainian secret police headquarters, a building in which she probably has spent a lot of time. All right. Now let's go to Trump news and some of the good news. Let's go here to Truth Social. Well, let's start with Truth Social. The good news about Truth Social is that the long-delayed green light the Biden people have slow-walked Trump's attempt to take Truth Social public and to fund it with investors, they've withheld approval from the SEC and things like that. Well, that has been overcome, and now Truth Social is going to go public tomorrow, Tuesday. I don't know on which exchange it will be, but it will be listed under the banner DJT. I love that, Donald J. Trump. Nice. Stock listing, DJT. Watch that stock soar. And watch Donald Trump's net worth soar with it. And all of this is just in the nick of time for the attempt to ruin Donald Trump by crushing him financially through the communists like Letitia James and Arthur Engoron, two CPUSA activists, with their with interest, over $500 million judgment, peremptory judgment against Donald Trump. The New York State Appellate Court reduced that to $175 million. They also stated they removed the restriction from communist Arthur Engoron that Trump could not administer his own New York businesses. That's huge in and of itself. They also extended the deadline. They countermanded Engoron, saying Donald Trump does not have a deadline today to come up with $500 million before Letitia Peekaboo James starts repossessing his properties, which he calls his babies. That's how near and dear to him these properties are. Property, for instance, in Westchester County, where he raised his children, where they grew up, where they rode lawnmowers and did yard work in one of the most fabulous homes and estates in the world, which Letitia James enviously eyed with desire to go in there and maybe auction off, snag some of the goodies for herself, and auction the thing off. The deadline is not today. The appeals court gave Donald Trump an additional 10 days, and Donald Trump responded to that court ruling by saying, I'll be happy to post a $175 million bond. That's what the appeals court reduced his bond to. I'll be happy to apply to come up with that $175 million in cash. So suck on that, Letitia. And so she's going to have to call off her communist dogs on seizing the Trump properties. Donald Trump will get that money back because on appeal, the case will be overturned. I mean, anything's possible in this communist landscape, but assuming that there are enough shreds of our former America left somewhere in the justice system, Trump, all these decisions will be reversed. All of these penalties will be refunded. Donald Trump will lose something. He'll lose a bit. However, he'll come out net ahead because as what's his name? Frank Luntz. Who doesn't love to hate Frank Luntz? But Frank Luntz was right when he said on one of the left-wing media shows, he said, these lawsuits are stupid. And the people, the Democrat strategists who came up with this are stupid. And they are electing Donald Trump. People like Letitia James and Big Fanny and Jack Davis and what's his name in New York City. They are electing Donald Trump because the public is being alerted to the fact that the communists have run amok and that their justice system has been taken over, that America has been taken over, and that they can do this to Donald Trump. Just imagine what they can do to you when they finally get to you, how they're going to turn you inside out, upside down. So, net, Donald Trump will come out ahead. His stock, for instance, in Truth Social, which starts trading tomorrow, that will explode. America will want to buy that stock. People will want to have a share of DJT. I don't know where it's trading. You can look it up. It'll be plain somewhere. But, you know, to have a share of the stock and watch it explode. It can even make money. But just to have a share of the stock, to have some kind of a document on your wall that says you own one share of DJT, that's pretty neat. I'd love to have one. I'll take a look at it when I find out what's involved in getting that. But hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars will flood in and as a result of the persecution of Donald Trump. So whatever he loses in these ridiculous persecutorial bonds and court costs and attorney's fees, Donald Trump will get that back. Okay, so that's some good news. Other good news, let's see here. If you hear any background, beautiful noise in the background, that's my kids. Let me find let's go over to Truth Social. And by the way, the estimate on how much money Donald Trump could make on that stock opening tomorrow, it's north of $3 billion. It could come to, as appreciation of his asset to Donald Trump, who owns, I think he owns 80% of Truth Social. He doesn't own 80% of the whole thing because there's a merger involved here. I don't know the details, but there's a merger. Investors have wanted to merge themselves with Truth Social, and I don't know what all that arrangement is, but it's going to be very good for Donald Trump. Okie dokie, let's go to the very top of things. You're over here on Truth Social and see what Donald Trump has posted here. I'll hit refresh, my usual routine, hitting refresh. And noting that Donald Trump now has 6.77 million followers on Truth Social. And this is he's really followed through on making it happen from the vision of it to delegating the birthing of Truth Social to Devin Nunes. Remember him as a congressman from California, the opposite of Kevin McCarthy, a really great, real Republican, a real MAGA man, Devin Nunes, from the foothills of California. And he is, he retired from Congress. If only great ones like Devin Nunes could stay in Congress forever. And he stuck with it. And that's one thing Donald Trump does. He gets, what do the construction crews say? One of the common phrases among workers who actually have to build things, make them work, put things up. Get her done. Get her done. And that's what Donald Trump, that's sort of a hallmark of his life. He gets it done. By the way, another little piece of news. Speaking of congressmen, good at the good, the bad, and the ugly, let's talk about the bad and the ugly. Mike Gallagher, who's a congressman, he's so forgettable, you have to focus to remember where the hell he comes from. Let me look him up. Mike Gallagher announced that he is retiring from Congress as a Republican. However, he is a Rhino Republican. And he's retiring, he says, in mid-April. Let's look him up. Mike Gallagher. And this is an act of perfidy, treason, betrayal. Mike Gallagher might as well be a Democrat. He might as well be a minion of Chuck U. Schumer. He's, how old is he? He's 40 years old, born in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Oh, that's right. He's a Wisconsin congressman. He's not that far away from me, where I sit here. And he is went to Princeton, not surprised there, to the National Intelligence University. Well, there you go, CIA. And Georgetown, more CIA. So he announced he's retiring in mid-April. Okay, what does that mean? Why is that an act of treason? Well, and boy, are the MAGA Republicans going to make Mike Gallagher pay for this act of treason. If he retired before April 9th, that would be sufficient time by the rules and regulations in play, I guess, in Wisconsin or in Congress, for a special election in which the very Republican Trump-supporting district that is unfortunate enough to have elected Mike Gallagher can replace him with an actual MAGA Republican. But if he holds on for an extra week and then retires, he's now gone past the deadline and there will be no, the office will remain vacant. So let's say he retires on April 15th. That would be kind of appropriate, wouldn't it? Income tax day. That's where Mike Gallagher's heart lies. So he retires, let's say, on April 15th. That means his seat will be vacant all the way. Oh, James in Vancouver, let me welcome you into the program, James.
Yep, told you those business guys were going to back Trump, and the shills of the so-called judiciary, they're caving in. Okay.
Yeah. No, this is
they
this
got
is all break-
notice that their careers are probably over anyway. So
yeah,
it doesn't matter.
This is very good. Let me flesh out further this example of Mike Gallagher, the Rhino. Call him a Democrat, because that's what he is. A Trump hater, a never-Trumper. He will describe how he is going to get his comeuppance, we will have ours right after this break.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now, or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge. And I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Be Andy and Barney Fife. Now a tired Stern and a brothel life. Too much crap drive the world insane. Everybody singing the jailhouse blues. Don't believe a word of the evening news.
Don't believe a word of the evening news. Too much crap can drive a man insane. Well, Mike Gallagher, this is interesting, James. Mike Gallagher, congressman from Wisconsin. Let's see what his district is. His district, the Wisconsin's 8th district. And let me look that up. Northeastern Wisconsin. And that's Republican country. That's Trump country. So he's a never-Trumper. So he's getting out of Dodge. It's getting too hot in the kitchen for Mike Gallagher. He's being fingered and identified. And so what he's doing to spite Donald Trump, to spite the MAGA movement, and to betray all of us, he's quitting after the deadline for replacing him. That would mean his congressional seat would go vacant through all of April, May, June, July, August, September, October, and November. And then December, and then January. 10 months. Just shy of, let's call it 9 months. 9 months. Now, the Republicans have a very, I think they have a two-seat majority in the House. It's razor thin. And upon this hangs much. If Republicans lose their majority in the House, and if the pathetic weakling Mike Johnson, who nevertheless is a Republican, is replaced by, what's his name, the guy who replaced Nancy Pelosi, it's going to come to me in a second, the minority leader in the House, it'll come to me in a moment. He is very forgettable, but unfortunately, if he becomes Speaker, he'll be very, very powerful. And they will then, here's some of the bad things that will happen. The wonderful investigations that are going on now in congressional committees, led by people like Jim Jordan and James Comer, those investigations will cease. They'll come to a grinding halt. The revelation of what's the truth about January 6th will come to a grinding halt, because the Republicans will now be thrown into a minority position on all these committees. They will shut down their investigations, and they will start, they will restart their cover-ups. This is terrible. The House has tremendous power. So by resigning, Mike Gallagher jeopardizes the whole thing, jeopardizes the whole country, he jeopardizes Western civilization. This man is a traitor and a turd, and the public is furious now with Mike Gallagher. He is getting, well, and I looked up the word comeuppance. I'd never used it previously in ever in my speech in 75 years. I've never used the word comeuppance. I've just read it. And turns out, what is comeuppance? I thought, what is this, another neologism by William Shakespeare, who created at least 2,000?
Trip to the woodshed.
Comeuppance is, get this, James, it's an Americanism, which whose first use is found in the years 1855 to 1860. And it means, it comes from the phrase to come up before a judge. You come up for trial, come up before a judge. And so your comeuppance is you're going to come up before a judge. Maybe the big guy in the sky, or maybe a judge at an American bench, and you're going to get your comeuppance. So that's what Mike Gallagher is getting right now, his comeuppance. And now get this, it gets better.
Marjorie Taylor Greene wants to fire that guy. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
You got it. And brilliant, brilliant thinking on her part. Brilliance characterizes Marjorie Taylor Greene, and courage. So she said, let's just fire him. Let's just expel him from the House of Representatives. In other words, if he won't resign before April 9th, necessitating a special election, let's just throw him out of the House. Brilliant. Brilliant. And so she's got that cooking now. That's on the burner. And it would have to happen in the next, 2 weeks. But that would do the job. Now, does Mike Gallagher...
kind of like her style a bit.
Yeah, that's
pretty
beautiful style. Just throw him out, because that's what the rats, the demo rats and the rhinos did to George Santos. As much of a flake as George Santos was and is, he nevertheless voted Trump. He voted patriot, and so he was a Republican elected in a shocking election in New York. And what did the rhino Republicans do? They expelled him from the House because he was flaky. It wasn't good enough for them. So they just lost a seat in the House, and he was replaced with a Democrat. So, very much in the style of rhinos, to shoot yourself in the foot. Okay, we've got a little break here. We'll come right back with more good news about Marjorie Taylor Greene in just a moment.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Here's a little bit of update on Mike Gallagher. On January 6, 2021, Gallagher was one of only seven Republicans who did not support Republicans' efforts to challenge the results of the 2020 presidential election. These seven signed a letter that said Congress did not have the authority to influence the election's outcome. And the plain text of the U.S. Constitution does allow them to rule on whether the election was fairly run.
He's another Pence. He's a snake.
He's another Pence, yeah. And then here he said this.
And even Pence now doesn't want to support Trump, apparently. I thought he was going to, but he doesn't now. Right? Because, well, there was trouble, and Donald Trump called for violence on January 6th, and what a piece of garbage. What a piece of garbage.
Yeah. I'm kind of looking at Gallagher. He's not the worst rhino I've ever seen.
They complained about him today on a big radio show in New York City, 77 WABC on the Greg Kelly Show. Greg Kelly called this Gallagher out. Said he's garbage.
Yeah. Gallagher announced in February 2024 that he would not run for re-election to the House of Representatives. His announcement came amid his outspoken criticism of the House Republican majority's impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. He later clarified that he would leave Congress in April. The timing of his resignation means that his seat will remain vacant for the remaining 8 months of the congressional term. In other words, just destroying the Republican Party, as it will be too late under Wisconsin law to hold a special election before the fall general election.
By the way, did you hear about Mayorkas' sweetheart deal he's got with the Roman Catholic Church and all these institutions for children crossing the border?
No, I didn't. What's that?
He's on the board of some of these agencies that are bringing these wetbacks across the border illegally, and they're making money off these people.
Oh,
I mean, the
billions.
Church, the Catholic Church, other organizations that are pretending to be, yeah, we're really humanitarian, but they're just selling them out the back door.
Right. The NGOs, like the Lutherans NGOs and the Catholic Church's NGOs, are making billions.
And in Chinese, there's Yo Tairen. They're in there, too.
Now, along this Gallagher line, shortly after his resignation, it became public that Gallagher accepted a job at United States Data Analysis and Defense Contractor. Ooh, there we go. Palantir. So he's going to get a bundle of money from Palantir, and that was enough to get him off the hot seat, out of the kitchen, and into a very cush defense contractor job. But Marjorie Taylor Greene, we said we'd come back to her. She's saying, let's just fire the guy. Let's just dismiss him from Congress. And I hope that maybe that will inspire Mike Gallagher to resign before April 9th. By the way, he's the chairman, ironically enough. He's the chairman of the House Committee on the Chinese Communist Party.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
And
so if he's censured, then will it be like he can't get back into Congress if they throw him out? Does he suffer
if they throw him out, he's out. He has to clear out his desk and go home.
But I mean, he can't come back.
He could come back.
There's a rule there.
He could come back, but he might be expelled from the Republican Party, but he can come back. His district could reelect him, but they won't. And that's one reason he got out, because the Trump people in his 8th congressional district of Wisconsin, northeast Wisconsin, he saw the writing on the wall. They were going to throw him out anyway. So he got out of there before they could throw him out of there. And the... let me get some more detail here on this news. Let me go back to the president, kind of reorient, get back to the president. Now, by the way, you may have heard me say earlier in the show, James, that I was pleased that the president of Russia fired a big fat missile or bomb of some sort into the secret police headquarters in Kiev. Yeah, I thought that was
no more police station.
I thought that was really
no more secret police there.
No more secret police. I thought that was groovy.
Secret no more.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a big hole.
And, what Vladimir Putin said in thereby is the gloves are off. No more Mr. Nice Guy. Hey, you Ukrainian secret police people who just machine gunned my people in the nightclub in, was it Novgorod? Bad idea. And I'm coming for you now.
He probably hit that with more than one missile, James. He probably hit that with like one, two, three. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Bing, bang, boom. Correct.
And, right.
If you're one part of the Ukrainian oligarchy dictatorship, the Zelensky regime, you're feeling really uncomfortable. Like if you're sitting in one of their command buildings in Kiev or anywhere else, Lvov, you name it, Kharkiv.
Bunker might not be thick enough.
If you're sitting in that building, you're feeling a really strong urge to get out and get a hamburger, get out of the building, or maybe work from home, because now the newest thing from Russia is that they are just doing incredible development of their military. One of the upshots of the Ukrainian war is the American military is being exposed as a paper tiger with defective equipment that doesn't work in combat. This is new to the world. People have been buying the American military BS for decades and decades, but now they're finding out the American stuff doesn't work. And it's, for instance, the Abrams tank is a joke. It's powered by a jet turbine engine, which has to stay on all the time. If you're idling your Abrams tank, you have to keep your jet turbine running, you know, all the time. And one person said, you can see this thing from outer space. The heat from that turbine engine is so hot that you can see every Abrams tank on the battlefield from space clearly and target it.
Yeah.
On and on and on. So the American military is being exposed as a paper tiger. Meanwhile, the Russian military, which has been ridiculed by the American-controlled media for decades as being, you know, they're bumbling, they're incompetent, they're corrupt. Not so. It turns out the Russian military is sharp as a tack, and their equipment is damn good. And so now what they've just developed, they've developed guided bombs, gliding bombs. And their latest one is a 3,000-pound gliding bomb. They can stand off, you know, 50 miles away from the target, drop a, folks, 3,000-pound gliding bomb and send it in, a bathroom window. It's so accurate. And if you put a 3,000-pound bomb on a building, it's gone. It's gone. And if people are, you know, eight stories down underground, they're gone with it. So America doesn't have anything like this. The Russian military, they're a smaller nation than we are, smaller population, much smaller economy. But guess what? They're really good engineers. And when Russians go to college, they don't study, gender studies. They study engineering, and they learn how to build things the way America used to do. And they do. They know how to build things. So they very quickly come up with some amazing machinery and outfitting their army and Air Force and Navy with it. And they're cleaning the clock of Victoria Nuland's stooges in Ukraine. That's good news. It's good
you
news.
See, those people are living in denial.
They're living
the
in denial,
Nuland's
right.
And the Washington, D.C., and the half the Congress, maybe three quarters, they're all living in denial.
Right. They're in a, what do they call it, an echo chamber. They're listening to each other. They're listening to their own BS, and they're believing their own BS, and that's always a bad idea. And now they're getting their comeuppance on that because it's, in on the battlefield, the BS, you know, what? The BS doesn't count on the battlefield. And of course, it's very sad that Ukrainians have had to die, and Russians have had to die. Many more Ukrainians than Russians have had to die in Victoria Nuland's neocon, neoliberal war, like unto the Iraq war and the Syrian war and the Libyan war and all the other wars that these neocons have launched all over the world, thinking they were high and mighty, they controlled the world. But see, up until now, they've waged war against tin pot dictatorships. Not tin pot necessarily, like Muammar Gaddafi, you know, was serious, but it was a second rank army and so on. Saddam Hussein, same story. So they now they're up against the Russians, and the Russians are the people that beat the Germans in World War II. We didn't beat Germany. We didn't beat Hitler in World War II. Not even close. The Russians did. The Russians took all the casualties and inflicted all the casualties. We were a supporting.
Don't forget,
actor.
Hitler helped. Hitler was not a
supporting actor in that war. The Russians.
Hitler
how good
thought
are the
he
Russians?
Was a general, but he. Yeah, but Hitler and was even, not a general, but he thought he was.
Right, and even with Stalin as their commander in chief, which would be very demotivating and demoralizing, the Russian people are tough as nails. Don't think you're going to beat the Russian people in war. Not a good idea. And so all these people on the Potomac, all these phony generals like, you know, Austin and so on, they're finding out, hey, these are real generals over there. These are real soldiers. And we're getting our asses handed to us. So this is very enlightening for the world. And it's changed the equation in the world. It's not a unipolar world with America as, you know, top dog. People were believing our BS. Now they're not. They're saying, you know what? The Russians stood up to the Americans and beat them. And so maybe...
Well, now that's going to give China ideas, you see. The Chinese are learning from this.
That's true. That's true. That's another, you know, that's another can of worms. But very, very interesting. What's amazing, more than interesting. So that happened. Vladimir Putin has, of late, these last few days, he's been launching scores of big missiles, big bombs, and really just clobbering targets in Ukraine. And the idea is get this damn war over with. Get people to realize, look, Zelensky's a dead man. He's a walking ghost. His government is gone, and his army is gone. And so stop sending, if you send enough billions of dollars, enough missiles, you know, very lethal missiles. So if you read the headlines now, everything that's going on from the Ukrainians, it's American missiles, Swedish missiles, French missiles. And by the way, that guy Mike Gallagher that we were talking about a little while ago, the dots all connect on this. Mike Gallagher, way back when, before the Ukrainian-Russian war even began in earnest in 2022, Mike Gallagher wrote a letter to Trump saying, let's send F-16s to Ukraine. We want F-16s in Ukraine. So this guy is of the John McCain, and by the way, he has a military background. He worked not as a grunt in the Army. He was in Army intelligence, which means he never got anywhere near live fire. But he was in Army intelligence, and so he's part of the – and now he's working for Palantir, which is a defense contractor. He'll make millions of dollars. So the whole thing is corrupt. His mind is corrupted, as well as his finances are corrupted. But the so he's of the John McCain school of do you remember the takeoff on the Beach Boys song that John McCain
bomb Iran. Yeah,
McCain
well,
thought that was funny.
John made too many wet starts on the flat top, and he killed 200 of naval personnel.
Yeah, so John McCain, the son of an admiral.
He's a real patriot.
Yeah, the son of an admiral, of course, was given skated over and over again after he crashed Navy jets, which would have washed him out if he were, you know, not the son of the admiral. Over and over again, he was hot-dogging in Navy jets, blew him up, and bailed out, and they put him in another Navy jet till he got shot down again over Vietnam. And who knows what the story is.
And then he cried like a baby.
We don't know. We don't know what he did in captivity. It may have even
that's what I heard.
Yeah.
People who were there saw him.
Yeah, okay.
And they had
that's true. Yeah, the Hanoi Hilton. Yeah. But, you know, in any event, whether whether he did or didn't do anything honorable as a prisoner of war, the thing is, he was a turd when it comes to America and keeping us out of wars and keeping American soldiers alive. So anyway, there's Mike Gallagher. So that was our story there. Now let's turn to Donald Trump. We only have a few seconds left here. I don't think the big news is that Donald Trump is really winning. On the lawfare front, he's winning against the lawfare. It's not working. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, we're back, folks, and let me give you some glad tidings here to take away from today's show. Former President Donald Trump's True Social will begin trading under the ticker DJT on Tuesday, putting the real estate tycoon and his initials at the helm of a publicly traded company once again. By the way, the company trading that will start the trading tomorrow of DJT, their stock rose 23.7% today. So you could have made a sweet amount today on that. It will be active tomorrow following its merger with the company that rose 27% today. Let's see. It's they jumped 23% to $45.50 a share in early afternoon trading on Monday. It could be. I'm looking for the initial rollout, and it's Donald Trump. I believe owns 80 million shares. He's going to make a lot of money. And this initial trading tomorrow is somehow expected to be somewhere in the vicinity of $5 billion. I'm just looking for announcements. And so that's that. That's fantastic news. And we'll kind of close with that happy thought for tomorrow. And we'll surely have some amazing headlines, things to talk about tomorrow night, Tuesday night, concerning, because this does a whole lot for Donald Trump. He's going to make and I love it. He's making his money not with a hotel or a golf course. Those are all fine. This time he's making money with a patriot organization, truthsocial.com. And he owns most of it. He is the lifeblood of it, which gives him another layer of control and of influence. So the whole thing, this is very fulfilling for Donald Trump. He's so good at making money and at building things. So this is this has got to be really fulfilling to Donald Trump to see this revenge against his enemies. So anyway, this is going to be beautiful. How much are you throwing into the pot tomorrow, James? I'm going to put in a few million myself.
I'm good for about 75 million, I think.
75 million, okay. All right. Well,
yeah, 75, 80.
I've got to at least equal James there. And so I'll be putting my millions in tomorrow, all of them. In fact, I'll put all of my millions in there tomorrow and watch that stock shoot upwards. And, of course, I'm not offering stock advice, trading advice, and no medical advice here either.
D. Morgan Stanley, they got a good trading desk.
Yeah, you're on
your own. I used to know a girl
there. You're on your own.
I used to know a girl 20 years ago.
Yeah, so I'll see you tomorrow night after the morning open on DJT. Thanks for joining us, folks. We'll see you again. Thank you, James. So long.
Thanks, James. Bye.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the